السلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله العظيم All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the choicest blessings of Allah ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi our leader Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings and give us the consciousness of their presence so we can acknowledge them and make shukr for them accordingly. Alhamdulillah, respected friends and brothers, we are, as we know, in the middle or right in the first third of the holy month of Ramadan. And as each one is going through the month, He is supposed to be doing self-introspection and finding out from himself how well he is faring in this month. He should be looking and saying, so many days of this month has already passed, 9 days have already passed, and how have I developed in this particular period? And I've got another 21 days. How do I plan to improve myself and achieve what the month of Ramadan is supposed to be giving to me? Should not be that, hey, so many days have passed, we only got so many days left to go and then we're over and done with the thing. It's not a burden, my respected friends and brothers. It is a serious month. Ramadan is a season that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon His chosen servants, a season whereby the servants get to become closer to Allah ta'ala, they get to do self-purification, they get to develop their consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they get to generally improve their inner selves, which is the greatest need of this time. So this particular season, like all other seasons, only comes for a short time. And you know, the very word season has the connotations of a specific limited period within time. And when a season comes, then a season comes with certain special characteristics and salient features. And also we know that before the season comes, people start making preparations. Everybody has got their different forms of season. The businessman has got his season where he's at his peak. That time you've got no time to talk and waste time and play around. And before that, he'll already start preparing, buying the goods and whatever it might be. The same with the farmers. They have got their seasons depending on what different farming they might be involved in. So they also make all the preparations beforehand. And once that period comes, then we know how they are going to conduct themselves. And mashallah, even the medical people got their season like now, subhanallah. We coughing and we got cold and we got flu and we got bronchitis and we got 101 things. So alhamdulillah, their season also. So Allah Ta'ala has given everybody their seasons. So our season for believers is the month of Ramadan, subhanallah. It has got its also short period. It's got its peak. This season got its peak period also within the season. And it has also got its outstanding features and characteristics which we are supposed to keep in front of us at all times so that we may gain maximum benefit. We mentioned 2 weeks ago also, it mustn't be that another month came and another month went. Or it must not be like another Ramadan came and another Ramadan went. It must not be that we just focused on some outward aspects of Ramadan like we've been doing for the past 50 years, that we fasted, we got up at Sahri time, and iftar time we broke our fast and that was it. It must be a season where we introspect and we take stock that how have I made my Ramadan better than last year. That, my respected friend and brother, should be in front of us. And what has the season got to offer to me that I can take maximum? Because what is finally needed and required of me at the end, and how is this season going to benefit me in the journey of my life? That is the questions we are supposed to ask ourselves, my respected friends and brothers. So, having understood that, we know that the different characteristics, when winter comes, we know how the trees look, except for the evergreen, they are always there. When autumn comes, we see how the leaves are. When spring starts, we see the blossoming. And when summer is in its full, we see all the beautiful greenery and whatever else there might be. So what are the salient features of Ramadan which we are supposed to identify and benefit from? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given 5 special favors to this ummah which he hasn't given to anybody else among the characteristics of this season. One is Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the smell that comes out of the fasting person's mouth is much more beloved and sweeter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. which means if people are fasting out of Ramadan, they're nafil fast and death, they don't have this thing, but they must carry on fasting. It is a great fast nevertheless. This is specific to the month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorates Jannat for the fasting person every day. This happens only in the month of Ramadan. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the fish make dua for the fasting person, the fish in the water. We won't say in the ocean because the river fish also are making dua for us, inshallah. Then we, also the dam. So that's the third one. Then the fourth one is the rebellious shayateen are tied up. Over and above that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala announces forgiveness for his servant right at the end of Ramadan. So these are some of the things we are supposed to be aware of, connect ourselves to it, and make the best of it. Over and above that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, and Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, fasting has been made farz for you. That is also another feature of the season. Taraweeh salah is not tahajjud, it's not qiyamul layl. Taraweeh, the 20 rakat given to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is given to us also as a salient feature of the month of Ramadan. Nobody reads taraweeh out of Ramadan. And then we have got other aspects where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the fasting person's dua is accepted. Then we are given things like sahri, where special blessings come down. We are given iftar, where du'as are accepted. We are given the opportunity of reciting maximum lots of Quran, because that is the month of Ramadan. And a lot of other things, my respected friends and brothers, that are given. We've given Laylatul Qadr, which is, you can say, the highlight and the peak, the cherry on the top of this particular season. That is the height. So these are the things this particular season comprises of, which we must be aware at all times, and we must make an effort to achieve them. Then a very important thing we hear every year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in that very famous hadith, أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَآخِرُهُ إِتْقٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ أو كما قال, that the first of it is rahmah, mercy of Allah. The second of it is forgiveness from Allah. And the third of it is emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Now, normally people translate it and interpret it. First 10 days is rahmat, second 10 days is forgiveness, and third 10 days is for emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. That is one interpretation, but let us look at the same hadith in a different interpretation. Because if we are going to say first 10 days is rahmat, now tomorrow is the last day, and after that, what? No rahmat going to be coming down. And the middle one is maghfirat. After that, is going to be no maghfirat. What about maghfirat now? Aren't we supposed to get maghfirat now also? So let us look at this interpretation in a different way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say first 10 days, second, third day, 10 days, and third 10 days. He said the first of it, the second of it, and the third of it. So let us translate this hadith with a different word. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the first level of Ramadan is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Comes down on a person who has been sinning for the past 11 months. Now he gets himself involved in the different actions of Taraweeh Salah, in the fasting, in the tilawat, in the istighfar. We are told we make a lot of astaghfirullah in this month, in the reciting of La ilaha illallah, in feeding those people that are less fortunate, in making sabr, in doing a host of beautiful things which we are doing in the month of Ramadan, sacrificing our sleep and getting up to eat. It's not a joke. It's not fun to eat at the time of the morning, my respected friends and brothers. But it is a great qurbani, and whoever does it gets a special mercy of Allah. At the time of iftar, we break our fast. So all these things, when a person does that, the more enthusiastically, the more sincerely, the more with love and with iman and with hope in reward, the more mercy of Allah Ta'ala he attracts on himself. So the first level, alhamdulillah, has been achieved. For some people, it can come on the first day. For some people, it can come after 5 days. And for some people, it can come after 25 days. But everyone must ask himself, like you mentioned in the introduction, which level of Ramadan am I at? Have I already got to the level of receiving the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is that mercy coming? The mercy is preparing me for the second level. And the second level, my respected friends and brothers, is receiving the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once a person has softened his heart, he has softened himself, he has made himself closer to Allah, he has reconnected and he has reinforced his link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's only correct that Allah loves such a person. Allah sends down his forgiveness on such a person. So it is not necessary in the second 10 days, it could be on the second day already, inshallah, depending on how we have been doing things and preparing. And for some people, it's from the first day and from the first minute of Ramadan. Because he prepared before that, that businessman who bought all his stock from first day, you know, when his Christmas season opens up, he's, mashallah, doing a flourishing business. Some people have to prepare a few days. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast the most in the month of Sha'ban, Nabi Sayyid Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says. Why? To teach us that prepare for this month, because once a month comes in, through your excessive fasting, you're already there. And you can start receiving what is the most important thing. When Allah forgives a person, that person is in a very, very favorable position of Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves him. Allah looks down on him. Allah brings them favorable conditions upon such a person. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives him the sweetness of his love. And Allah Ta'ala lets him enjoy every name of Allah is taking, every dhikr of Allah is taking. When he gets the maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah, Allah is pleased with such a person. Allah is happy with him. That is the second level, my respected friends and brothers. And once Allah has forgiven a person after sending his mercy on him, it is only correct that he must now be given the final level. And the final level is this person must get emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is announced on the last night. The Sahaba asked, that is that the night of Laylatul Qadr? He says, no, that's not Laylatul Qadr. That is only fair that a person who made so much effort must be forgiven. He must be given his full reward. He must be given his full return and retribution. So my respected friends and brothers, that is where we are supposed to be looking from this point, that I need to get there. Have I passed first level? Am I in second level? And by the time, inshallah, I reach the third level, maybe there are those fortunate people, and may Allah make us from among them. Allah has already written us amongst those who will never go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah has already written us amongst those people that are the Jannatis as such. So we must have this in front of us. And there isn't a greater object for a person than this. The greatest success for a person, success story of his life, is to be saved from the fire of Jahannam. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Allah says, he who has been saved from the fire, وَوْدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, has been entered into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازَ, such a person has acquired real success. So real success, my respected friends and brothers, is that Allah Ta'ala announces for us emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. On the morning of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces to all the malaika, I have forgiven them. Why is the day of Eid such a great, joyous day? Not because we got some new clothes or some nice new things to eat, or we will be fasting from tomorrow, we can start smoking and all the rest of that. No, it's not for that. It is because Allah has announced his pleasure and his forgiveness for us. That is what our Eid should be about. And that is what we should be making an effort for from now. Now, one of the salient features on which we will complete is this. The fasting of the month of Ramadan, my respected friends and brothers, is the most outstanding feature of this particular season. And everything else then is linked up to that. And this fasting, you know, has got certain masail. You know, people are very concerned about what are the fara'is, what should I stay away from, what is wajib to stay away from, what is sunnah to stay away from, what is, you know, preferable to stay away from. And people are very concerned about that. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not have all these categories. Allah ta'ala wants a fast from us that is for his sake only. Finish, khalas. And we should make sure that that fast is carried out correctly. So that is the fast, the physical fast. With our physical fast, side by side, is our spiritual fast that we are supposed to be carrying out, my respected friends and brothers. And that is what the entire object of this feature of Ramadan is, to bring into us a spiritual fasting all our life. Fasting, Saum, Siyam, Sama, Yasumu means to abstain from something. So yes, we abstain from food, we abstain from drink, and we abstain from conjugal relations. That are the main three, are the fundamental things that are mentioned with regard to fasting. And if anybody violates, he eats, then he has broken his roza. He'll phone the mufti, say, mufti, I ate this, and I took a sip of that, or I went to the doctor and he gave me injection, or I went to the dentist and he pulled out my tooth, and all other different kinds of masail. Did my fast break? Mufti says, no, your fast did not break. We're so happy. Yes, your fast broke. What must I do? You must make another fast after Ramadan. Now, my respected friends and brothers, when it comes to the spiritual fast, there is also another angle to it, that we are supposed to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. We are supposed to stay away from casting lustful gazes, from using our tongue in a haram way, from listening to haram content, from making ghibat, from swearing, from backbiting, from giving vent to our anger, specifically those people who don't get their cigarettes. They lose it all time, and they must just know that just now is iftar time. I am not going to get angry. Because when any of these things happen, any of these violations happen, go and ask a Sufi Sheikh, not Mufti, that I did like this, I swore, I made ghibat. What is my fast? He'll say your fast is broken. And what are you going to do about this fast? How are you going to, the other ones make qaza? How are you going to repair this spiritual break of the fast? That is what we must worry about. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, fasting is a shield. It is a shield. And as long as a person doesn't break that shield. So has my shield been broken? How does the shield break? By breaking the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by indulging in the haram, by not worrying that now I'm in Ramadan, let me at least put myself right for a moment and for a change. Let me be a bit more better. So my respected friends and brothers, and the only way that fast can be repaired is through tawbah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given tawbah. So basically you do a reconnection, you ask Allah ta'ala to forgive you, and you make a firm intention, I'm not going to do that. So my respected friends and brothers, that is how we should view. Don't only be worried about what we ate and what we did by mistake, did our fast break or not. Let us be more concerned with the other aspect for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us the greatest of honors, and that is forgiveness and entering into Jannah, inshallah. That is what the fast is supposed to be about. At the time of Sihri, mashallah, we looking at the time, we still got another 2 minutes. Okay, now you must stop eating. It's now 5:27 today, 5:27. So we're not going to eat. That time also say, I'm not going to break the order of command and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to stay away from everything that is haram. And I'm not going to do anything. I've got this habit of using the bad language in every second word of my conversation. I'm not going to do that. I've got this bad habit of making ghibah, thinking bad, suspecting people, doing people down. You know, all this evil which we are so habitual, gossiping and all the rest of that. I am not doing any of those things. And the situations will come in the course of the day. Put a stop to it. I can't break my spiritual fast. I am not here. I did not stay away from food and that. And I'm not fasting for breaking my, making my iftar at 11 o'clock because I saw somebody. I made iftar at 11 o'clock because I saw somebody doing something haram. And we can tell everybody else about it. So you made iftar of your spiritual fast in that day. Be conscious about it, my respected friends and brothers. And when the time for iftar comes, mashallah, at 5:24, adhan will be given, inshallah. Then you put a khajur in our mouth and break that fast. But the spiritual fast must stay on. It must carry on beyond iftar. You can't say now, mashallah, time for breaking roza. Now I'm going to start messing up things and break the orders and the commands of Allah Ta'ala also. No, my respected. That fast remains with us till sehri time the next morning and till iftar time, and it continues. And it must continue like this throughout our life. One person said it very beautiful. What he says? He says, Al-hayatu lana yawmun, walana fiha sawmun. That our life is one day compared to the whole akhirat. Our life is one day. And in that one day, we have to observe fast. We have to keep sawm. So in other words, in that one day, we have to ensure that we fulfill all the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one day, just one day. Whether you live for 100 years, whether they live for 50 years, or whether they live for 5 days. The idea is that this whole life is given to us by Allah ta'ala to abstain from his disobedience. And each one must have his own list of disobedience. And he must know what he is doing. He don't have to announce, he didn't have to tell anybody, he didn't have to go to anybody. He must make an effort on himself that alhamdulillah, today so many sons stayed away, today and so many stayed away. And in this way, the gift of the month of Ramadan is what, my brothers? The gift of the month of Ramadan. Each one will get it in different packages. You know, some people get small presents, some people get big ones, some people get very big ones. At the end of Ramadan, we have got the gift of Ramadan. If you have got the realization, if we have got the realization that anything that I do or don't do, I ask myself, is my Creator pleased with it or displeased with it? If a person can come out of Ramadan with that realization, think that Allah wants me to do this, I'm doing it. Allah does not want me to do this, I'm not going to do it. He has this realization. That's called tattaqun, that is called taqwa. If a man comes out to that in the greatest degree, that is the greatest gift that he has acquired from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alhamdulillah, we are now progressing with this month, and let us connect ourselves between us and our Creator, not for anybody else to see, not for anybody to know, but to do self-reflection and self-reformation, self-purification, and make ourselves better Muslims, because at the end of the day, It's going to be self sleeping in the qabr also. It's a person is going to be alone there. It's between him and his creator. On the day of Qiyamah, it's him alone again, my respected friends and brothers. And how he had reformed himself, how he had molded himself, and how he had made himself a true servant of Allah Ta'ala. According to that, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will deal with him on the day of Qiyamah.